we'll each get a hymn. We'll sing Silent Night, page number 278. 278, that's all.
Rewards us this morning. Thank God for His mercy and grace upon our lives this morning. If you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn to Matthew chapter number 1, verse number 18. There's a couple different places this morning. Matthew chapter number 1, beginning in verse number 18. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But when he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Now flip over, if you would, to Luke chapter number 2. Luke chapter number 2 and verse number 1. It says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus, and all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. And to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were going away from them in heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. I'll ask Chris, if you would, lead us in a word of prayer.
Father, we come to you today, Lord. We thank you for goodness and mercy. We thank you for loving us, for saving us, for allowing us another opportunity to be in your house this morning, Lord. Another opportunity to call upon your sweet and loving name. We ask now, Lord, that you bless Brother Adam, Lord, to preach and use him, touch his body and his voice. Lord, you give us open hearts of those dead, Lord. Lord, we thank you for coming to the earth, Lord, for dying on the cross, Lord, for loving us, for saving us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity just to be here today, Lord. We ask you now. Again, as you bless Brother Adam, preach him and use him, Lord. Give us open hearts. Lord, if there be one under sound of my voice that doesn't know you in the free pardon of sin, Lord, I pray you put conviction on heavy and real. Lord, you know all those on the prayer request list, Lord. You know the ones sick and suffering, Lord. You know the ones with every need, Lord. You know the ones that's suffering losses, Lord. You know all the needs of every heart in the building today, Lord. We ask you to just be with him, Lord. Again, touch Brother Adam. Give us open hearts. And everything said and done, we admire and worship every heart and say, Jesus.
As we look into the Christmas story, as you and I would know it, the Lord begins to show us a few things of what is might have went on in the midst of the scene, and give us a few things on our heart. We just want to share with you this morning to be a helping to you. We see inside of the story, we see a bunch of different things would take place. We see a bunch of different people involved when it comes around the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But the person that the Lord has drawn our attention to is Joseph, and the aspect of things that he had to deal with and things that would have been
bothering him at the time of everything coming to pass. And our pastor hit on some of this a couple weeks ago and what he had read and preached unto us. But we see that if we was to try to categorize it, we see an unplanned burden would take place around the midst of our Lord and Savior being conceived and being born. We see at the life of Joseph, we see that he's not on the scene very much. We don't hear much about him. We don't see much of what he says. Don't see much of what he thinks. But I can only imagine that the things that would run through the heart and mind of Joseph with him being rubbed in flesh, the same as you and I, some things that he might have dealt with. We see that as him and Mary being engaged, and there was supposed to be a time when they were committed to one another, but not yet husband and wife. Our pastor went through it the other week, and they were not known to any other physically. Mary had not known anybody. The Word of God would confirm that. Joseph being the same way. The dedication of the life to one another before the marriage was to ever take place. And we see that that burden would arise in the life of Joseph as he would get word that Mary was now expecting a child. You say, why wouldn't that burden affect Mary? Well, Mary, she knew. Mary knew that she had not been with anybody physically. She knew she had got a word from the Lord. Mary knew without a doubt that the Lord had put that child inside of her to be born. There was no doubt in Mary's mind what had happened and taken place. But you see, when we get around the things of Joseph right here, we see that Joseph is hearing that Mary is conceived to bear a son. He sees that Mary is pregnant. He knows that she's expecting a child. He gets that word, and we see that the word would come in Matthew chapter number 1 in the verses that we had read. The angel appearing unto Joseph and telling him that this was going to be the Son of God that was going to be born through the womb of Mary, and not to turn her away, but to take her in and shelter her. And we see that in my mind and in my heart, if that would all take place, I would have thought, you know, that's not how things work. Surely Joseph knew of the teachings in Isaiah, the prophecies that had taken place, and some of them mentioned in Matthew, of a virgin going to conceive and going to bear a son, and he's going to call him Jesus. And also in Isaiah, he's going to be the wonderful counselor of the mighty God, that he is going to be that King of kings and Lord of lords. And surely Joseph knew all those things that God had already told him to his people to let him know. But still yet, when the news have come the way of Joseph, that's not really how things work in life. What's happened here is Joseph has said something that just more or less may have flipped his world upside down. Joseph, he's set back and he's waiting on this engagement period to come to an end. And one of these days, I'm sure Joseph was looking forward to it. I'm going to take her as my wife. We're going to be married. Then we're going to have a family. And I'm sure Joseph has got all these things planned out of what's going to happen and what's going to take place in his life. And then all of a sudden, at the drop of a hat, Joseph's whole world flips upside down. And all his plans have went out the window. What's happened is there's been something come inside of Joseph's life, burden-wise, that Joseph did not expect. It's just turned his world around. And we look at what's happened right here, and I think about the lives in which we live. You know, so oftentimes I think about the things that need to happen or need to take place, and the way that I think things should go throughout my life, and Lord, you should move in this direction, and Lord, it would be okay if you moved right here, and this is going to bring joy in my heart and my life. And Lord, if you'll work in this area, it would help grow the church. And Lord, if you'll move in this direction, souls can be saved. And Lord, I've got all these dreams that I would like to come to pass, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, my world flips upside down. You say, what's happened? God had a plan, but I didn't know about it. You know, that before the eons of time, before this world was ever created, God knew that there had to be a Savior come and die on the cross of Calvary. He already knew that Jesus was going to have to come and be born to die on that cross. But yet, when Joseph and Mary were espoused to one another, he would have had no idea that God was going to put His hand upon them and use them. Surely I can imagine throughout the 9 months that they was waiting that the devil would come in the picture unto Joseph's mind and say, are you really sure that this is the hand of God? Are you really sure that this is going to be that Savior that's been promised? I can only imagine of the things that he was gifted with in order to turn his back and walk away. The same would apply in our lives when those burdens would come our way. Me knowing that God would have a plan, knowing that God has a system all lined up, even though I don't understand it, and my world's been flipped upside down, I know that the Lord has said that I can trust in Him, that I can lean on Him, and He'll be faithful throughout the entirety of my life. I know that, but there's times that the discouragement would come, and the devil would seem to move in and begin to whisper those little things that would make me want to turn my back and walk away from God. We see not only does he get the news here that Mary's going to conceive a bare son, but it skips way on down the road in Luke chapter number 2, we see that they are now having to take a trip unto Bethlehem to be taxed. Surely, the announcement had come, and Joseph would have said, Lord, have mercy. Here I am. I put Mary away. I put her back to where nobody would know. Nobody would accuse her of these things so that the death would not come unto her. And then now we're going to have to make this trip. And it just seems like one thing on top of another. And we're going to have to make the long journey and her fixing to have a child. This is going to be a difficult time for them to travel. And it seems like so often in life when those burdens would come our way and the things would come and flip our world upside down. Maybe it seems like the period of time has come and we're just getting our head back above water and something else would come and knock us flat on the ground again. And it seems like it happens time and time and time again throughout our lives. But what I see in the midst of all this is it may be a burden unto Joseph of some things that are happening and taking place. But in the midst of this story and everything laid out for us, I see that God has made provisions through the entirety of this time in the life of Joseph. We see in Matthew chapter number 1, verse number 20 and 21. It says, but while he thought on these things, and behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou art the son of David. Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. So the first thing we notice in the midst of this is the comfort in which was given to Joseph. The burden that come his way. Joseph's world was probably flipped upside down, not knowing, not understanding. And we see that it said as he pondered these things, weighing heavy on his mind, I believe. Unsure what to do, unsure what to act upon, what to think. And it says that the Lord sent a word unto him about what to do next. The times in our life when it seems like everything's going good and then everything just flips upside down. Too often times it seems like God has been 1,000 miles away. That we can't get a hold of him, that we don't know what to do because it seems like God is silent in the midst of those darkest hours of our life. Lord, I didn't expect this to come my way. This wasn't in my plan. This wasn't what I needed. But all along, we see that God is in the backdrop behind Joseph, working things behind the scene. And he sends that word of comfort. You say it seems like God's been silent. It may be that we're not inclining an ear unto Him in the direction that He's just speaking. Too often times you want God to move like this and then cut everything else off. But God often moves in a different direction. We don't fully understand God's plan. Don't fully understand why God sent things our way. Why it seems like one thing after another for the children of God. Can't explain that. Probably never will be able to explain it down here. But God is in the midst of it all. He's never left us. He's never forsaken us. The same thing applies to Joseph here. He's had His hand upon the whole situation, even though Joseph was not able to see it at that point. But we see not only does He provide the comfort in the midst of the trial, and He makes the provision physically for them as a place to stay once they get unto Bethlehem. And I got to thinking about that. It talks about how there was no room for them anywhere else, and that babe would be born in a manger, a stable. And I thought, Lord, if He's making provisions for a Savior to be born, why would You not put Him inside of some inn somewhere? Why would You not put Him in a nice place for that child to be born? Now, if the Lord's making provisions, surely He would have come in there and stepped in and made things a little bit nicer. And I sat there and I thought about it for a while, and the Lord began to deal with my heart. And it ain't that the Lord was not making provisions, but He made provisions in a way that was a help to everyone around. I got to dealing with me, if He would have made those provisions inside of an inn somewhere, then shepherds would have never been able to have access unto the Lord. The Lord has never messed up in the provisions that He's made for you and I. No matter what the burden is that would come our way, no matter what trial that we would face, when our whole world seems like it's been flipped upside down, He's making provisions that would best suit you and I and to suit His plan. I don't understand a lot of times why the Lord works in certain ways, in certain directions. Lord, if You're watching out for me, why would You allow this to happen? And Lord, if You're watching out for me, why would You allow this to take place in my life? But it's all working out in God's perfect plan. But we see in the midst of a burden that Joseph is facing, and we see a lamb that's delivered for you and I. What I'm getting at right here is everything in the midst of that trial is not because of Joseph's making, but it's for the glorification of a Heavenly Father. We see that our lamb is brought forth for you and I in the midst of this trial. We see that in life, oftentimes, things that we would face and things that we would go through can be an encouragement to those that are around us. I don't understand how that all works out, but it seems like sometimes I've watched others struggle through things, and it's been a help and a blessing unto me in my life. And I can see them get on life's other side, and I can rejoice in seeing the hand of God has moved and worked in their situation. But with that lamb being delivered, you and I can have comfort of anything that we would face in this life. That we've got a Savior that's by our side. You know, if He would have never endured the burden or had to face the situation that He was going through, you and I would have never had a Savior. In the big scheme of it all, it's not about Joseph. It's about our Lord. And the same thing would apply to you and I. Lord, it hurts sometimes. Some things that we deal with, some things that we face. But in the big picture of it, it's not really about us. I'm not saying God's forgotten us, but I'm saying it's all working together to glorify Him. All bringing honor and glory to His name. Because of that lamb, you and I have those shoulders that will never break. We can load them up with anything that would come our way, and He can bear it. We've got somebody here that will never leave us and never forsake us, the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us, because He came and died on the cross of Calvary. We look over at Psalms, chapter number 73, verse number 26. David makes a statement and he says, "My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." He said, what's David saying? Well, David faced a lot of trials and problems in his life. And a lot of times it seems like David's world has been flipped upside down. But what he's saying is, when that thing come my way and when that situation would come up against me, I couldn't handle it. I had to throw my hands up and, Lord, it's all for you and what you can do in my life. God stepped on the scene. There are times that things happen. I can't explain it, and I don't know how to problem solve it. And it just flips my world upside down. I can't handle it on my own, but God can. Says He'll extend that mercy, and He is my portion. That means that I am in Him, and He is taking care of me. He's watching out for you and I. Even though the times it may seem like God has got silent, or God has gotten confused on the situation that He has brought my way, He's been there all along, working it out for good, to bring honor and glory unto His name. But not only do we see the unplanned burden and the provision that God has made in the midst of the burden, but we see a joy beyond the burden that Joseph carried. We look on down and Luke chapter number 2, verse number 6. It says, and so it was that while they were in the days, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. Skip down to verse number 8. It says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flocks by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. So we've seen here that burden has come to pass in the life of Joseph. We've seen that the Lord has made provisions for Joseph, and now we've seen that Jesus has been born in a stable, and He has been laid in the manger, and we see that the Word is sent unto the shepherds. Surely when Jesus was born, and I know Joseph, he had all the time he had known that the Lord had sent him Word that this was going to be the child of God, that he would not worry. You and I give word to the Lord that everything's going to be okay, that everything's working together for good. And throughout life, we doubt those things. We have problems. There are days we get down and discouraged. I can only imagine that Joseph had faced some of those days in the midst of these 9 months in which Mary would carry our Lord in her womb. But when it comes time for the birth to take place, I believe Joseph seen full well that it was the hand of God. I don't believe there was any mistake in what God had done. Can you imagine when they seen Him for the first time? I don't believe it's like any other child. I don't believe there's no flaws. I don't believe there's no problems. I believe everything went smooth. And I believe they seen a difference in this child. We see not only would they lay eyes on Him, but we see that the glorious news is spread unto the shepherds. The excitement around Bethlehem, the difference of knowing that something had happened. We see that it was not something that was hidden and not something that appeared unto one person like an angel appeared unto Joseph, but it appeared unto many at that time to come to worship Him. And we see in Matthew, later on past the scriptures that we had read, that the wise men had come to bring the gifts and to worship the Lord. We see that there was joy that had happened on the other side of that burden. Yes. You know, you and I don't fully understand some things that we go through. May not ever have that understanding down here in this walk of life. There are times that I've been broken and I've asked God, why, God, did you send this direction? And Lord, why have you decided to work things out like this? And it seems like God does not answer and God does not reveal His plan and His will unto me. And you just got to face things and go through it. But there have been times that I've got a lot to the side of it. And I've seen that God's had His hand on that situation the whole time. And even though I didn't think God was providing the needs that need to be fulfilled at that time, fulfilling them the way that I thought, God has worked things out to bring honor and glory to His name. And looking back, I can honor and glorify Him. But because of that burden that He had carried, and our Savior being born, Revelation chapter number 21, verse number 3. It was read the other week in the Christmas singing in between some of the songs. In verse number 3 of chapter 21, it says, "And behold, a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Right here, what we see is that a picture of you and I inside of heaven. Everything's been settled. Everything's been taken care of. But the thing that really catches my attention is it says the temple of God is with men. And you know, you and I talk about when we get to see Him, I believe the Lord, He's already laying His eyes on us. He's not forgot about us. His desire is with us. So that tells me, with that statement being made, is that no matter what I face or what I deal with down here in this walk of life, He is always in the midst. We see also that it says no more pain or suffering. Everything's going to be taken care of. There are some people that it may be their allotment in life that they're going to have to deal with things until the Lord calls them home. There's some that the Lord would heal. There's some that the Lord would fix situations. But then there's some that the Lord's going to take them home to be with Him. What I understand from the Scriptures here is when we all get to heaven, we're never going to have to deal with it again. Never going to have to worry about our world being flipped upside down. Never going to have to worry if God's going to provide in the midst of our trial. Never going to have to worry about everything going that seems like it's going against us. That's all because of a Savior that loved us enough to come and die on the cross of Calvary. You and I often take for granted what He actually does for us. On a table in the darkest areas of life, He's there. And He is faithful. He'll get us through it. Don't understand things a lot of times. But He's there. I was texting the preacher the other day a few messages. And it come up in the message that I don't understand His plan. It's bigger than anything I can imagine. I don't know why we face things in our heart. But God has got it all designed out. He's going to provide everything that we need. Pastor, service is yours.
Amen.